Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. After 120 years of preaching and more than 100 years of building, Noah stands before his scoffing neighbors and delivers a final plea, urging them to reconsider before the ark's doors close. As the storm clouds gather and the people continue to mock, the gravity of their decision becomes apparent. The ark stands as a beacon of salvation, yet pride and disbelief keep many from entering. With time running out, Noah and his family prepare to seal the doors, leaving behind a world unwilling to heed the warning of impending judgment. Then the Lord said to Noah,
"The time has come. Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground."
And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him.
Noah isn't preaching today?
Where have you been? He hasn't preached for 3 days.
What happened?
He and his family have gone inside the ark.
And the door is closed.
But still, there is no flood.
We were right. He is a fool.
Have you seen the sky?
Why is it getting dark? It's the middle of the day.
I have never seen such colors in the sky.
What was that sound?
Protect us through the night, Guide us with your holy light. Though the waters rage and roar, keep us safe forevermore. Watch over us as this storm
But there is nothing we can do. They made their choice.
The sun won't always shine. The night will surely fall. The clock is ever turning. Can't outrun the call. Every choice we're making, every path we take, one day we will answer. No excuse to make. Live for the Lord now, before it's too late. Every deed and every word will echo at the gate. Mercy still calls. Savior, come while you can. We chase the fleeting pleasures, we waste another day. Ignoring all his whispers, turning hearts away. But every step is counted, every breath is known. One day we'll stand before him, reaping what we've sown. Live for the Lord now, before it's too late. Every deed and every word will echo at the gate. Mercy's still calling. Don't wait till the end. Come to the Savior.
In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened.
To be continued.